Hey, it's Ashonda Henry here, aka Sissa Sense, and once again, you and I are officially inside the Sissa Sense Success Series so that I can share a dose of daily direction with you. All right. Today, let's talk about those three little words, tiny little words that cause a lot of frustration for practically every entrepreneur out there at one point or another. And those words are, it's not working, right? Have you ever said that to yourself, whether it be internal or external? You're trying to figure out why your marketing efforts are not working. You're promoting, you're emailing, you're doing social media, you're doing video, you're doing all that content marketing stuff that everybody is telling you you need to do. Get on that webinar, get on that call, do that live stream, and yet it's not working. What are you missing? This conversation is actually inspired by Promote, 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 which is my focus inside my Firestarter Circle Mastermind for the final quarter of this year, going up to the first month of the new year. Really, what I want to do is focus on sharing with you how you can strategically promote yourself and promote your products in a way that feels natural, that serves you, that serves your audience, and allows you to comfortably have conversations around your products and services without feeling sleazy. Now, I know that's a mouthful, but I want to make sure that you are full of solutions that allow you to diversify the conversations around your products. Most entrepreneurs, especially the brokepreneurs out there, they have very few words to use when it comes to marketing. Either it's discount this, right? Or please buy that, right? But that's about it. They don't know how to talk about their products in a way that's compelling and gets people excited, which is why I wanted to, for at least 3 to 4 months, focus on inside of the mastermind, my Firestarter Circle, by the way, that's what it's called. This is a sense Firestarter Circle. Focus on how you can promote, 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 and have smart conversations around your products and services. So as a matter of fact, in the first part of it, because we're doing this for 3 to 4 months, the first part of it is conversations around two things, right? Those two things being conversion killers and creating killer content that converts, because there's a big difference between the two. One you want, one you don't, right? If everybody could really and truly have magical content, killer content that converts, who wouldn't, right? If you just knew that every time you created a piece of content, it was just so killer that it was automatically going to convert, yay, right? Versus conversions, that things that are killing your conversions, right? Little things that you may not even be aware of. So let's talk about that today. Let's talk about a few things that are stopping people from trying or even buying your stuff and some things that you can do to start the process of making that better, okay? So first, let's talk about the little things, because sometimes the little things, when left unattended, can become even bigger things and you don't even realize it, okay? Case in point, as I'm sharing this particular message with you, maybe a week or two ago, one of my mentees said to me, LaShonda, I just posted my challenge. I'm so excited, but nobody's opted in. What's the problem? Can you take a look? So I said, sure, no problem. I went to her website. The challenge was in her sidebar. I clicked on the link and the link was broken. And so the first thing she said was, duh, they can't get to it if it's not working. Yeah. Sometimes maybe you have a link in your sidebar. Maybe you sent out a link in email, or maybe you put together like a bit.ly link. And trust me, because I'm a web designer, sometimes clients will send me their bit.ly links and they're broken. You want to make sure that if you've got something in particular that you're trying to sell right now or get people excited about, you make sure that you test, number one, because the little things can be big things and you don't even realize it, right? So make sure that your links are working in your sidebar, your bit.lys, your email links, all that stuff, because that can be an issue, right? I'm sure you may have experienced this maybe once or twice. You sent out an email and then people said, oh, well, the link's not working. I can't get to it. Da-da-da. Testing. A big part of the process that may be affecting your ability to convert. One thing that can, again, kill your conversions, broken links, okay? And also say this, when you have somebody or maybe even a few bodies in your circle who are attentive enough to take that extra step and tell you that it's broken, oh my goodness, like that's amazing, because most people won't. So you may find that you're tearing your hair out trying to figure out what's going on, not realizing that things are not working in your process that should be working, and nobody's telling you. They're just like, oh, well, didn't work. Oh, well, bye. I actually was working with a young lady who one day I had to message her because I said, okay, I saw her ad on Instagram. I was like, oh, great, she's doing Instagram ads. And then I clicked on the link and it was broken. It didn't go anywhere. I think it was like a 404 error page not found. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you're paying for advertising and your link is broken, right? So you want to make sure that you check that, you correct that, because that's a conversion killer right there. Now, as I mentioned to you before, as part of my promote series inside my mastermind, I don't know if I told you, but my mastermind, the Firestarter Circle, information about it is at join.sistersense.com. Okay, so for the final quarter of the year, our focus is on promote, specifically smart things that you can do to market and promote your products and services, right? And so it starts with little things, but then it builds. So for example, your sales page, right? There may be things that are killing your conversions on your sales page, and you're not even aware of them. Okay. Again, when customers come and tell you that something's not working, great, but for the most part, they're not going to. So you've got to make sure that you test out your whole process. So again, I'm a web designer. My web services, by the way, are at webdesign.sistersense.com, SISTASENSE.com. So when I am putting together e-commerce stores for my clients, I will always test them. You know, I will, you know, create a discount code, maybe test out some products for free, or maybe test out and say, okay, let me just make this product 50 cents or a dollar and test it out. Why? Because you want to make sure that from beginning to end, the checkout experience is working for your clients. Several times I will test an e-commerce checkout platform for clients and notice that, oh, wait, it's not processing at the PayPal. Right? And I'll call them and I'll say, okay, well, something's not right with your PayPal. You need to make sure that everything's connected and working. And then they'll go, they'll contact PayPal, they're corrected. And then we'll make sure that the checkout is working completely before it's turned on to the public. That's a big thing, right? It seems little at first because you don't realize it because you're so focused on, are the pictures right? Is the copy right? Is everything right? And then you realize this little thing is broken. And that's a big thing. Right? So being able to test your page is so important. Number two, thinking about little things on your page that need to be optimized to make it better. There's actually one thing that I did on my sales pages that allowed me to bring in an extra $20,000 into my business just with that little thing. I'm honest with you when I say the little things, they can become very, very big things if left uncorrected. So one of the things that I really am excited about is inside of the mastermind, being able to share with you examples. Some of them are my examples. Some of them are examples of what my mentees are working on right now. Maybe even you, if you're one of my mentees, but being able to take a really good look, right, at your sales pages, your websites, your links, your banners, your graphics to identify those things that could be killing your conversions versus the kind of content you need to create, the kind of killer content you need to create that converts. Okay. So a great example of that, I talked about, you know, looking at your sales pages. There may be things that you don't even realize are not working. One way for you to just start that process is just to test the complete process of buying your product or your service, just to make sure that from that perspective, you can get a sense of seeing what your consumers see. Because as the vendor, as the entrepreneur, as the creator, sometimes you put the stuff out there, but you don't do the process yourself to see that, man, what I assume was happening isn't really happening for my customers, right? Another thing to keep in mind is that you know your product in and out. And sometimes your brand message isn't conveying that wow factor that gives people an idea of what it is that you've put out. So for example, I've got a couple of examples of clients, but one young lady in particular, she said to me, LaShonda, this is the product. This is what I'm trying to give away for free as an opt-in offer, but nobody's taking it. It was a challenge that she put together. Inside of my mentorship group, one of the things that we worked on was creating challenges. And I said to her, okay, well, what exactly is your challenge? And she said, okay, well, I'm sharing with ladies 5 challenges that they experience in this area. And I said, okay, well, here's the deal. Your topic is 5 challenges they experience in ... right? But more than likely, they already know what they're feeling challenged about. So you're not telling them anything new. If you were to say 5 ways to overcome this challenge, maybe that's a different way of posing it, because then they'll go, okay, this is my challenge, you're going to tell me how to fix it, yay. But if you're just identifying the 5 challenges that they're already aware of, that's not an opt-in offer that's going to compel them, right? So sometimes your branding message doesn't necessarily wow and woo so that you can win, whether it be you getting new subscribers or new customers, right? And that's something that you need to think about. So the content, the brand message, number one. Number two, the content with respect to what I like to call sell and tell. Sell and tell is my system to sales. When I say I sell and tell, I mean that when I'm teaching, when I'm telling a particular training on some type of topic, in between that training, I am strategically and intentionally selling an offer, right? But in a way that's comfortable to me, that's comfortable for my buyers, so they don't feel like they're being sold to 24/7, but I'm providing value, I'm teaching, and in the process of that, I am sharing my resources that they can then go and either opt into if the resource is free, or pay for if it is something with a price point on it. So that's the sell and tell in a nutshell, right? Now, what I've experienced when I watch clients and I review their content is sometimes folks are all tell and no sell. Right? When people say, well, how do I know if I'm giving it all away for free? Well, are you selling at any point in the process? If your answer is no, then you're giving it all away for free. and as I mentioned to you before, these are the things that we're going to dive into deeper in the mastermind, especially this final quarter. So I hope you're a part of it, because promote, looking at what you need to do to get better and figure out why it is that folks are not even trying, let alone buying your stuff, so that you can fix it. This is what our focus is on. So when I talk about this concept of all tell and no sell when it comes to your content, number one, you want to take a look at your content, which is, for me, in 4 areas. AVIT, audio content, video content, images, and text, right? So take a look at anywhere between 2 to 3 of your last pieces of content. Are you proactively selling? And maybe you don't even know what it means to sell. I'm going to be honest, because some of my clients, you know, they're great at creating content, but they suck at sales. So can you identify when you strategically are selling your content in your AVIT, your audio, your video, your images, and your text, some of the most recent stuff that you've created? Because I'm going to tell you, sometimes you're giving a whole lot of information away, and there are opportunities for you to market your stuff, and you're missing those opportunities because you don't know when to sell. For example, a lot of times when I either listen to audio or video that entrepreneurs create, more often than not, they wait until the last 3 to 5 minutes to make an offer. So they'll tell for about 15 minutes, and then at the last 3 to 5 minutes, they'll make an offer. Guess what? That doesn't always work, because most people don't assume that most people are going to get to the end of your content before they leave. Some people leave in the first 30 to 60 seconds. Most of them, to be honest with you, leave in the beginning. So these are some things that could be affecting your ability to sell if you're waiting until the end to sell, and most people left either at the very beginning or halfway through your content. You lost an opportunity to sell to half of the people who were listening, right? So you've got to think about that. How often you're selling in your content, at what points in your content you're selling. And like I said, if you are participating in the Firestarter Circle Mastermind, especially for this final quarter, in addition to me really taking you through my own personal examples and case studies of my mentees, it's an opportunity for you to raise your hand and say, LaShonda, this is what I'm working on. Can you take a look at it? Can you put it on that screen of yours and really kind of give me some insight as to what I'm doing wrong? because a really big part of this process is identifying where you need to fix your strategies, your promotions, your sales. But to be honest with you, if it's hard for you to identify this stuff, you need another pair of eyes, qualified eyes who are, who's been doing this for a while to be able to say, okay, well, this and this and this, these are the things that you're missing. Okay. So take a look at the last 2 to 3 pieces of content that you've created and think about, you know, if you were a consumer, can you clearly tell when you are selling and you are directly selling, or subconsciously selling, you know, subtly selling, doing something to say, hey, go and take a look at try and or buy my stuff. Okay. Because you've got to make offers more often within your content and just throughout the process of marketing, just to be honest with you. And then you also have to take a look at not only this answering the question of it's not working, right? Because I'm going to really dig into that more, but I want to give you some starter points now. But how can this work better? How can this work better? Meaning, in some cases, you can say it's not working because ultimately you see you're not making any sales. So if you're not making any sales, something is wrong. Right. And there are different things that you need to be able to take a look at. We've talked about a few things here just to kind of get you started that you can take a look at. Maybe broken links, maybe things on your sales pages that need to be improved or optimized. Maybe you are creating content, but your content is not converting for you because you're not talking about, you know, giving people clear points in your content when you're talking about your offers and telling them where to go and get those offers. And then also thinking about if you are selling, but maybe you're not selling as much as you would like, how you can sell better, right? Different things that you can do to sell better and more consistently, right? Here's the thing. One of the things that I had to learn very quickly as an entrepreneur is that it's not just about new customers. It's really about your existing customers. If you want to create a sustainable business, can you answer the question, how often are you selling to your previous and existing customers? Because that's a big thing. How often are you selling to them? How often are you creating content and checking in and following up and selling to your existing audience versus being fixated on getting more traffic and more people and more visibility and more social media vanity numbers versus strategically and intentionally selling to the people who you already have? Better yet, do you even know the people you have, the people who have purchased before? A lot of times I'll talk to entrepreneurs and I'll say, well, who bought? When did they buy? And are you getting them back? And more often than not, it's I don't know and no. Most people don't really know. Most entrepreneurs who are struggling to get more sales, they really have no clue about who purchased before. And they really don't have conversations with those previous customers to keep them in the loop and to retain them, right? So these are some things that I want you to think about when it comes to those three little words that can cause big problems for entrepreneurs. Right? You know, it's not working, right? So these are some things that might be causing that. And if you would like to dig into this conversation more, if you would like to really take a good look at those things that are killing your conversions, right? Conversion killers versus killer content that helps you convert. That's the kind of conversation that we are focused on right now inside the Firestarter Circle Mastermind. For my mentees, I am so excited because I get to once again check in with you all. Every 2 weeks, we have a combination of mastermind calls and then also webinars. So you can see my screen and I can show you what I'm doing to grow my business and help other entrepreneurial women do the same thing too. So that's that one thing. And then also for this particular quarter, the final quarter of this year going into next year, our focus is promote. So this is an opportunity for us to dive into number one, how you can make more offers more often, right? So you want to not just make an offer every now and again, but if you can consistently make offers to your community a couple of times a week or even once a day, that's going to help you create steady sales. And if you can find smart ways to convert, that is also going to help you because most people are not having conversations around conversion marketing. See, most people are talking about Facebook marketing, online marketing. They're talking about the things that, yes, that's going to help you get visibility. But guess what? If you're using your Facebook marketing and your blog marketing and your video marketing and your online marketing to take people to a page that's not converting, you still ain't going to make no money. Right? So if you put $100 or $200 or $2 million into Facebook and then they're getting rich, but you can't seem to convert, that's where you need to fix your issues. So if it's not working, identifying those conversion killers, that's going to help you, because optimal sales pages is what you want. Number one, optimal sales pages is what you want. Number two, retention is what you need. If you can find smart ways to consistently generate revenue, not just from new people, but retaining your existing customers, that's what's going to help you create a sustainable business. So this is food for thought for today. Hopefully some of these starter questions and insights can help you begin the process of looking at possibly why it's not working. Again, if you would like to try other mythologies, other things that you might not be aware of, if you would like to dig into this conversation a little bit more, I certainly welcome you to join us inside the Firestarter Circle Mastermind. All the details you can find at join.sisasense.com so that we can talk more about specifically those things that you can do to promote, to make more offers more often, to avoid the conversion killers, to create killer content that converts, to consistently tap into your profit potential so that you can generate more revenue online. So those are our focus conversations inside of the Mastermind. Again, join.sisasense.com. Hopefully you have felt this particular session has been helpful to you. Feel free to email me your questions and your comments at sisasense@gmail.com. And of course, I will be right here, right back real soon to share some more doses of daily direction with you. And in between that, of course, you are welcome to join us inside the Firestarter Circle Mastermind for your dose of fire and focus. Until next time, take care.